Our epistle for this third Sunday in Advent is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety, but in every prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, verses 19 through 28. At that time, the Jews sent to John from Jerusalem priests and Levites to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he acknowledged and did not deny. And he acknowledged, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not. Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They therefore said to him, "Who art thou, that we may give answer to those who sent us? What hast thou to say of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord, as said Isaiah the prophet.'" And they who had been sent were from among the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize if thou art not the Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John said to them in answer, "I baptize with water. But in the midst of you there has stood one whom you do not know. He it is who is to come after me, who has been set above me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to loose." These things took place at Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we are at the halfway point of Advent. Granted, Christmas does not make our Advent 4 complete weeks, the date of Christmas. Nevertheless, we have reached the third Sunday of Advent. Here it's important, I think, for us to examine ourselves and to see how our Advent has been so far. Have we prepared? Are we preparing properly? You see, the right and proper attitude where it concerns Advent does not just affect our Christmas, it affects our whole liturgical year. If you wish to have part with the glory of Christ and his resurrection, you must go through Good Friday. In order to go through Good Friday, you have to go through the Holy Week. In order to have a good Holy Week, you have to go through Lent properly. Hear the words and instructions of Christ and the church. In order to have a good Lent, we have to prepare in the time of pre-Lent, in the Septuagesima period. Of course, before we start to consider the public life of our Lord, we need to have our own personal epiphany of the Lord. We need to have offered him our gifts the gold of our charity, the frankincense of our worship, and the myrrh of our dying to self. Before we can offer him our gifts, though, we have to recognize that he is here, Emmanuel, God with us. In order to recognize that he's here, we have to prepare for his coming. We have to make ready the way of the Lord. Nobody can do it for an individual but the individual themselves. Oh, it's important and it's good for us to prepare our homes and our houses. But the individual, and only the individual, can prepare their hearts. How do you prepare it? You have to make room. You have to weed out self. You have to weed out things that are in opposition to God. You cannot hold on to subjectivity because you like it, especially when it's a barrier and a deterrent. Where it concerns your relationship with God. No, we make room for the good Lord in our hearts. Christmas is Christ's birthday. We have been called or invited to celebrate Christ's birthday. What do you do when somebody calls and invites you to celebrate their birthday and invites you over to their house? Do you not prepare a gift? And what type of gift do you prepare for them? You make sure it's a gift that they want. You don't go by an auto mechanic, a sewing machine. Nor do you buy a homemaker, a mother of children, a case of oil for their birthday. You get them a gift that they want. Well, then what is it that Christ wants? Scripture tells us very clearly, my will is to be with the children of men. Not with, like I am with you here today, but with, as Christ wishes to be with us as he comes to us in Holy Communion, in our heart and in our soul. St. Augustine puts it rather succinctly where he says, our hearts were made for thee, O Lord. So we have to prepare our hearts. We have to make room. Because the same thing occurs every Christmas. The knock comes to the door of our hearts. And we are forced to answer the truth. And the truth is, either, O come divine Messiah, or there is no room for you. What gift will we prepare for him for his birthday? How do we make this preparation? Well, we do a little sacrifices and we up our prayer life. We do perform our spiritual exercises and we try to perform a few more of them and we try to perform them better. You have to do a few things in order to do this. You have to turn off the TV. You have to turn off the internet. You have to put down your cell phones. You have to pick up Sacred Scripture. You have to pick up a spiritual reading book. You have to give time to pray the rosary and time to talk to God and give God time for him to talk to you. That is the purpose for this Advent season. To prepare the way of the Lord into our hearts. So that on Christmas, we can give him the gift he wishes to have, a more complete access to our heart. May then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.